Welcome to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. After 7 years, over 700 episodes, and over 70,000 listeners, we continue to stay nimble and agile. We want to engage our young people, parents, and educators to introduce STEM early by leveraging our curriculum based on Smart Sarah, Perceptive PJ, and their friends and family that promote diversity and inclusion. We also want to connect with our college and young professionals pursuing careers, especially in the field we know best, technology and IT. We also weave in tips related to the agile mindset and being agile to continue to promote a way of life that helps us learn to stay flexible, relevant, and ahead of the game in technology. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your technology and educational experience. And remember to listen, learn, leverage, and launch your dreams and reach your full potential.
Hello there, this is Jacqueline Sanders Blackman, and our letter for that we're currently on is H. And we're going through the alphabet. Entrepreneurship, A to Z is our topic, and we're on H. And you'll notice that there's a couple of words or phrases in each one of those letters. There is a calendar that takes you A to Z, as well as the podcast where I share some of my background, my experiences, warning messages, and as well as encouragement. And that's what this whole entrepreneurship A to Z is all about. Because it's definitely a journey. And my journey took me from corporate America into the world of entrepreneurship, small businesses, growing businesses, multiple businesses and revenue streams, as a matter of fact. And so roll that all up, and that's what I'm sharing, some of my insight. And so the word for this episode is hobby, because I like to help differentiate between a hobby and that transition from a hobby into a business. So let's just first take the technical term. A hobby is an activity done regularly in one's leisure time for pleasure. Leisure, pleasure. And so whatever it is that you like to do in your leisure, if it happens to produce something, and what you produce is greatly admired and sought after, maybe you're the one who creates the best baked goods, the best tasting sweet potato pie, great at decorating, sewing, doing hair, you name it. But it's something that you may not do professionally. As a matter of fact, you don't do professionally. It's something that you enjoy doing on the side. So, and you may have done it to the point where you have perfected it. But a lot of hobbies, you're not necessarily trying to perfect it, you're not pursuing it in any way that has a monetary connotation. You're not doing it for the money. You're doing it for the relaxation. Here's some other synonyms, and it's a pastime. It's something that's a leisure pursuit. a leisure interest, an amateur interest, something that, to be honest, you just don't take that serious. It's a sideline. The new term is it's a side hustle. It's a diversion, as a matter of fact, to take your mind off of work and off out of the stress that happens at work. Something that you're enthusiastic about, that you have enthusiasm about. At the same time, it's recreation, it's fun, it's relaxation, it's entertaining, it's amusement. All of those represent a hobby. Now, what happens when, and sometimes it's through pressure, you're pressured to start producing because people want to buy what what's produced from your hobby. And from that, then the famous words of friends and family ring in your ears. You should start a business. You should sell these. Maybe it starts out, sell this on eBay or on Poshmark or on Facebook or Instagram or Etsy. So Shopify, you know, here's all of these platforms. And it has made it very accessible. But for some people, it can end up being the bane of your existence because it really was something that you did for fun and leisure, and you got the enjoyment because there was no pressure. Turning it into a business, into a monetary pursuit, especially as a solopreneur, where you are the only one and all of the production depends on you. Not something that you can outsource, or you just make the model and someone else source and invest in it. Now, that's the ideal scenario, something everyone hopes for is if it's this good, then I'll get investors. I'll get someone else to put their money in it and I'll scale it right away where I'm hands on. And that's the dream. But before you get to that part of the dream, what you quickly may find out, like a lot of people before you, is that you first have to do a proof of concept. You have to prove to investors that what they get in, they're going to get out. And as a matter of fact, more than what they put in. They don't want to break even. That's not an investment. That's a bad investment. They want to get more than what they put in. So, with all of that said, take into consideration and be honest with yourself and don't give in to pressure. If you want to just maintain it as a hobby and want to keep it separate, because maybe you already know in your heart of hearts, if you turn it into a money-making venture, it's no longer going to be fun and enjoyable for you. And you have the right to make that call. You know, keep it as your hobby. Maybe you only make things for friends and family or want to do it as gifts and you know, for holiday and presents, and that, and leave it at that. But once you turn that corner, it turns from hobby into a business. Business trumps the creativity, the leisure, the enjoyment. It determines the pace, the demand. What you have to decide is at that point, do you want to be a business person, a business owner, more so than the hobby itself? Or do you want to be a hobbyist and let the money come when and if and at whatever pace it comes? That's ultimately the decision and the crossroads that many of us come to. I wish you the best of luck with that decision when that time comes. And in the meantime, keep listening for more Entrepreneurship A to Z. Thanks again. I'm Jacqueline Sanders Blackman. Bye for now.